Hey guys, what's up? How's everyone doing? We are back with another ramble today. Since I'm bored and I have nothing to do, I just now have time to record a lot of things, and it's been a lot. But I figured I should squeeze a ramble in there as well. So I just wanted to check on you guys and see how you're doing. I love hearing all about your days. They're my favorite. So yeah, leave your comments down below and tell me how life has been with you. What's been happening? What's been going on? I know there's a lot of people going back to school now. In person, which is crazy to even say. Because, you know, up until now, everything's been online because of COVID. So feels nice to know that things are slowly going back to normal, but at the same time they're not, because COVID cases aren't really going away, even with the vaccine. So I think there's a lot of controversy going around this vaccine, and I could see why. I don't want to talk about that right now, though. I don't want to get into politics, and who wants that? That's boring. But did you guys get the vaccine? How many of you got the vaccine? I'm curious to know. You know, I have mixed feelings about it. I don't know. I guess only time will tell. As long as you guys are being safe, that's all that matters. But I had so many questions asking how my vacation was, which is lovely. Thank you for asking. My vacation was amazing. I finally got to leave my state and go somewhere different. I had a lot of fun. I went to Universal Studios, my favorite place aside from Disney World. I'm a literal fangirl. But yeah, I went there, had a lot of fun, got lots of things that I don't need, but I want. So don't judge. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I miss it already. Like, I did not want to come back. I mean, I missed my bed. What was that? Oh my god. That voice crack was not it. But yeah, I missed my bed. But at the same time, I wanted to stay there. So I guess that's what vacation does to you. I was a bit nervous to travel, though, with COVID. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to, but I was just so fed up with it at that point. I'm like, I can't. Like, I need a break, you know? Obviously I was safe and everything, thankfully came back safe, so it was worth it. Yeah, do you guys have anything planned? I don't know. I don't have anything else planned at this point, to be honest. The weather's been crazy everywhere, the world has been crazy, so I'm just grateful that I'm okay and safe, and I hope that you guys are as well. It's important that you take care of yourself now, because, you know, now of all times, it's crazy out there. Very crazy. So I hope wherever you are in the world, you're safe and happy, because that's all that matters to me, is your happiness, because you guys make me happy, and I want you to be happy as well. So I'm supposed to be recording an NSFW video. Not video, audio. No videos yet, you know? I'm kidding. But, yeah, I was supposed to do that. I'm procrastinating it because, like, I don't know. I'm tired. But I also want to get it done and give you guys what you're signing up for, you know? A girl's gotta work. A girl's gotta work and do what she has to. I've been really active on Twitter lately. I'm trying to communicate more with my followers. So I made a Curious Cat, by the way. So if you guys have any questions to ask, I will link the Curious Cat link in the bio of this audio. And you guys can check it out. You can ask me questions on there if you don't know what Curious Cat is. Basically, you can ask me as many questions as you want and I will answer them on Twitter. So it's really fun. I'd love to answer a few questions. I know I got a lot from certain people. You know who you are. I'm trying to answer them all, but there's a lot. And I can't answer every single question, you know. So, yeah, that's pretty fun, I guess. I guess maybe I should answer some of the questions now, because I feel like I didn't answer them all like how I should. So I could do that now. Let's see. What is something I haven't answered before? Anonymous, someone anonymous asks me, what's the best concert you've ever been to? And I'm probably going to answer these on the app soon here, but the best concert I've been to was probably the Post Malone concert. It was really fun. I had so much fun. I was underage though, so I couldn't drink, which wasn't that fun. But the concert itself was really lit. And it was close, so I got to see him up close, and it was really nice and fun. He's one of my favorite ever. One of my favorites, sorry. Winter or summer? Okay. I have mixed answers when it comes to this because I love summer. I love the heat. I love the sun. I love the tropical weather. Makes me really happy. Makes me want to go out and do things. But I also love winter. I love being in the house, cuddling up to a blanket, all cozy, drinking my hot chocolate, dressing up really fancy and nice with my coats, drinking my pumpkin spice latte. So, both, honestly. I am both. Probably more towards winter, though, because I love Christmas and Halloween. And yeah, there isn't much to do in the summer, is there? Not much to do. What's your favorite self-care routine? Self-care routine? Ooh. Taking care of my skin makes me really happy, so I'm always buying products for my hair and trying out new skincare stuff. I also brush my teeth every day. I use a lot of products on my hair as well because I want it to stay healthy. I have some color treatments in my hair, so it can be dry here and there. So for that reason, I need to use like a lot of certain shampoos and conditioners for my hair. So basically, just taking care of my physical appearance is my self-care routine. I take care of everything, like literally everything. Even have like a butt cream that I use to keep my butt lifted and soft. That might have been TMI, but I don't care. I'm being honest here. I have literally everything. I take care of everything in my body. I'm like that. I'm a freak. Who knows? So that's my favorite self-care routine. Who was your first Who was your first fictional / celebrity crush? So I don't remember my first exactly, but it might have to be Taylor Lautner. I really liked him a lot when I was little. But I also liked Joey from Friends. Yeah, I had a crush on him when I was little, even though he was way older than me. Why? I don't know, but I did. Guilty. I had a lot of crushes when I was little. I think we all did. But I don't really remember. I really liked Danny Phantom. Yeah, I liked Danny Phantom when I was little. I thought he was cute. Pretty cute, you know? I don't know how old he is, so hopefully this doesn't make me a pedophile. But technically, I was a child, so it doesn't matter. I need water. My throat is freaking dry. I swear, every time I start recording, my throat gets so freaking dry, and I need water, and it's so fucking annoying. Oh, struggles of being a VA, man. Come on. How big is your family? By the way, most of these questions are by the Jolly Dane, who I know is also a patron, so shout out to you for all the lovely questions that I'm answering right now. He asks me, how big is your family? We are a family of five, but I don't know if you're talking about like my entire family. There's a lot in my family. Like, I have lots of cousins and lots of uncles and aunts, but I don't have more than 10 on both sides. So I don't have more than 10 on my mom's or my dad's side. I have under 10 uncles and aunts, so I'll tell you that much. I'm not gonna sit here and list everyone because it's a lot, but yeah, we are quite a big family. If that's what you're asking, hopefully. I don't know. Do you practice any sports? I love basketball, but I don't really practice anything per se. But I just really like basketball. I have to take another water break. I don't know what's going on with my throat. Someone help. I'm so addicted to water. I'm always drinking water, so my throat is like, give me water now, you know. It's a struggle out here. It's a struggle. But yeah, I hope that you guys have been okay, and sorry that I have to cut this ramble a bit short. I just wanted to do a quick little checkup and talk to you guys while I can before I get busy and I can in the future. And I also need to record an NSFW audio, which means I gotta get into it, if you know what I mean. So, I'm about to do that right now, and I hope you guys can look forward to it, because it'll be coming out very soon. It's going to be a long one, okay? It's going to be a really long one. It's going to be fun. I'm going to post half of it on YouTube, and the other half will be exclusive just for you on Patreon. So, yeah, I'm trying to spoil y'all as much as I can, because you deserve it. And I hope that you're looking forward to it. It's going to be quite fun. Hopefully, I don't want to jinx it. Let's hope it's going to be fun. Who knows? But let's be honest, I don't create anything bad, okay? This might be my ego talking, but it's the truth. So I will never disappoint, I promise. I will always try to deliver the best content for you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And take care of yourselves. See you in my next ramble.